My musical guest tonight is a singer-songwriter whose work is just as often compared to 80s synth pop as it is to the songs of Stephen Sondheim and Irving Berlin. His latest album with his band The Magnetic Fields is called Distortion, and it's been getting rave reviews. Stephen Merritt, welcome to Fair Game. My musical guest tonight is a singer-songwriter whose work is just as often compared to 80s synth pop as it is to the songs of Stephen Sondheim and Irving Berlin. His latest album with his band The Magnetic Fields is called Distortion, and it's been getting rave reviews. Stephen Merritt, welcome to Fair Game.
Hi.
Thank you for being here. So, Stephen, the title of your new album, Distortion, is bluntly descriptive of the music on the record. It's all pretty noisy and well, distorted. And you're no stranger to making themed albums. Why did you choose to go for this particular aesthetic this time around?
From my perspective, everyone else makes themed albums. I just have to work at it. I make variety records, and if there's anything connecting the songs at all, people refer to it as a theme. But I think other people make records that are too narrow in scope.
So that's interesting. I guess you could say that sort of by limiting yourself to a conscious theme, you feel like that broadens what you can do.
Yes. Well, when I was growing up, Queen and ABBA, etc., had variety shows, variety albums, and basically all hit albums were on the Sgt. Pepper tip. And now I feel like everyone wants to be limited to one genre, or maybe popular people are the ones that limit themselves to one genre. But I want to, I guess, replicate the experience of having the whole world of music on one album. It's not just a hard rock record. It's also got some little Django Reinhardt thing, while maybe some experimental music and a little ukulele number.
What do you think of musicals like Mamma Mia, where Broadway takes those songs and turns, you know, just takes them out of any context and turns them into a fun family affair?
I'm sworn never to discuss Mamma Mia.
To whom did you swear that? Your gods of music?
I've sworn it again and again. Well, I swear, formally, I only swear to Ganesh.
Are you Hindu?
No.
Oh. Is he the elephant one?
Yes, you say the cute one.
The cute one?
Mm. I like Ganesh because he's the cute one.
Do you... I mean, being compared to Stephen Sondheim. I love Stephen Sondheim.
I would love to be compared to Stephen Sondheim, but I certainly don't compare myself to him.
Oh, I'll do that for you. You don't have to.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite Sondheim musical? Are you a musical lover?
I do not have a favorite Sondheim musical. I think the one that I've enjoyed most is the Japanese version of Pacific Overtures that was at Lincoln Center a few years ago. I thought that was mind-blowing in a way that Broadway musicals really can't be, because they have to be sort of normal or they aren't Broadway musicals. So that even Sunday in the Park with George, or something quite avant-garde, has to be normal enough to
palatable
fit into Broadway. Friendly. American. It has to be like a big dog that licks you.
I love the look on your face when you say friendly and American.
Yeah, I don't like big dogs. I like little yappy dogs.
What would you like to play first?
How about The Nun's Litany?
That sounds intriguing.
I want to be a playboy's bunny. I do whatever they asked me to. I'd meet people with lots of money, and they would love me like I loved you. I want to be a topless waitress. I want my mother to shed one tear. I'd throw away this old sedate dress. slip into something that said more sheer. I want to be an artist's model, an odalisque au naturel. I should be good at spin the bottle while I've still got something left to sell. I want to be a cobra dancer with little Willy between my thighs. I may not find a cure for cancer, but I'll meet plenty of single guys. I want to be a brothel worker. I've always been treated like one. If I could be a backstreet lurker, I'd make more money and have more fun. To be a dominatrix, which isn't like me, but I can dream. Learn S and M and all those gay tricks, and men will pay me to make them scream. I want to be a porno starlet, for that I'll wait till Mama's dead. I'll see my name in lights of scarlet and get to spend every day in bed. I want to be a tattooed lady, dedicated as I am to art. Characters bold, complex and shady, will write my memoirs across my heart.
What made you want to put yourself in the mind of a nun? A really curious nun.
Actually, the title of the Nun's Litany was added well after the song was already recorded. It was originally, actually, the title was I Want to Be a Playboy Bunny, but then I realized that I was probably going to get sued by the Playboy Corporation, so I changed it to Playboy's Bunny, and I changed the title to The Nun's Litany.
I hope the Vatican doesn't sue you.
Oh, I hope that the Vatican does sue me. The countersuit would make me billions of dollars.
At least. So you're going to play another song for us tonight. You're going to perform again with just your ukulele. And I understand that you perform with just the ukulele fairly often. What do you like about that instrument?
Actually, we're touring with me playing the bouzouki now.
What's that? What's a bouzouki?
It's a 8-string Greek or Irish, in my case, Greek instrument, which is sort of an elongated lower mandolin, I guess.
There are so many subspecies of, in what a layperson like me would call the guitar world.
The guitar world? Oh, my God.
I'm a layperson. I just said it.
Mm.
What world would you call it? The strings world?
Maybe the post-lute world, the lute family.
Oh, that sounds so much better. In the lute family.
Sure.
So, bouzouki. What do you love about the bouzouki?
It's portable, although not as portable as the ukulele. And it sounds sort of like a 12-string guitar, but without the unnecessary parts and the low end. And it's unfamiliar enough to my audience that they don't particularly care whether I play it well. So I'm free to play it, not particularly well, so I can concentrate on singing.
Perhaps you feel about lutes the same way you feel about dogs, small and portable?
Small and portable, yep. If it's big, you have to check it on the plane, and that's not a good idea.
Stephen, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
And what would you like to play next?
This little ukulele.
That was This Little Ukulele by the Magnetic Fields. Their new album, Distortion, is in stores now. You can download MP3s of the songs Stephen Merritt played for us tonight on our website, morefairgame.org.